Okay, let me introduce Manuel Grisonet from CNES, which will talk about the Orfeo Toolbox, which is a library based on ETK. But instead of working with medical images, it's focused on working in huge satellital images.
Hi, everybody. Last but not least, library for today. So my name is Manuel Grisonet. I'm working in Toulouse at the French Space Agency, and I'm here to present the Orfeo Toolbox. So I want first to thank Nicolas and Professor Morel for the invitation. So the Orfeo Toolbox is an image processing library dedicated to remote sensing data and targeting mostly very high resolution optical images. Okay, so why another library? Common problems in the world of remote sensing when you are buying or having a data is, so first, read images which are really huge. It's basically four bands image which with a size of 40,000 pixels. So that's try to access and to process. Secondly, you want to access to metadata. There are lots of useful metadata on files that you get, and they are different depending the sensor, etc. And the third point is you want to extract information from this data, and you want to implement state-of-the-art algorithms. So if you want to be able to extract this information, we want to use the best of what is available in the three parts, how to access to the data, how to access to the metadata, and how to access to the available algorithms. So that's the goal of the Orfeo Toolbox. So the library is developed since 2006 in the frame of the Orfeo program. So CNES set up this program to help users to prepare the arrival in last year of new very high resolution sensor. So the last satellite at CNES is the Pléiade image. So it's 70 centimeters resolution. So 5 years, the CNES decide to gathered users and communities and prepare all the needed tools and algorithms that people will have to use to process this data. So there were the Orfeo program, in the Orfeo program we've got a thematic part with thematic users and thematic groups. And on the other side, you've got a methodologic part which implement algorithms and provide this to the users. So the Orfeo Toolbox is really the output of the methodological part. So it's a C++ library which provides many algorithms for remote sensing image processing, from pre-processing to image analysis, with a common interface. So it's open source, free to use, to modify, and multi-platform. So I'm going into detail. So the end of the story is the end of 2011, the launch of the Pléiade satellites. And here are some examples of images provided now by the satellites since for 6 months now. So let's go back to the beginning of the story. So it started in 2006. CNES found several full-time developers to develop and create this library. The target, as I said, is high-resolution images, so as Pléiade images we saw just before, but with applications now to other sensors. So for some information about the budget. So so it was first really, as we saw before, the beginning and the starting point of the library is a C++ library, a low-level library will provide generic algorithms. This part continue and still continue, but the developments moves with the need of the users of the Orfeo program. So it moves first in 2008 with the development of applications with graphical user interface, because we've got institutional users. Not all these users are experts in image processing or remote sensing, so they needed and they still need a graphical interface. So several applications for non-programmer were developed in this frame. The second step in the development of the libraries was the development of integrated software, which give an access through lots of functionalities available in the library, also in the graphical interface, but with dedicated modules and which able to create graphical pipeline. So that's the Monteverdi application. Monteverdi was the composer of the Orfeo Opera. So you can compose your processing with the software. So that's why it's called Monteverdi. So it was first developed for technical courses, but the user feedback was that it was of great interest. So we continue in this direction, without forgetting to add algorithms at the low level of the library. And the third move in the library is next year to be able to access to the library to multiple targets. We saw this kind of idea in previous presentations. Basically, is to be able to use the library without the C++, without the template, and with the same code, be able to code with a plugin-based architectures, algorithms available in the library through different languages or software. So we develop plugins for the Quantum GIS software. And as I said, we continue to add algorithms in the library. A few information, but what is it successful so far? So the community is growing steadily for 6 years now. It was presented in lots of conferences. I don't put numbers here because it's difficult to say how many numbers we've got, because we've got different sources of contributions of users. To give you an idea, since the beginning of this week, we've got more or less 300 downloads on SourceForge. I just checked just before to give you. So it's small, but it's growing quite fast now. The value analysis is pretty positive, etc. So why the CNES is developing an open source software and make it available to everybody? CNES is not a software company, of course, but CNES makes satellites and want that the data that provided by satellites are used and useful for people. That's why we are providing this software and these tools. So how to reach this goal? As we said before, that was really the starting point. It is still really our idea to do not reinvent the wheel and use the best work of others. So the library, all the architecture is based on the Insight Toolkit, an open source image processing library dedicated to medical images. For, as I said, for the reading and writing of the data, we are completely based of the Google, on the Google and the OGR library. We are integrating also the OpenJPEG library, because the Pleiad data are distributed at JPEG 2000 format. So that's how we are accessing this data in OTB. To support metadata access, we are using the OCM library. And we are also integrating inside the library lots of dedicated open source specialized really libraries for classification, segmentations, or more dedicated processes for remote sensing, like radiometric corrections. And the value added by the library is that all these tools are available behind a common interface. So that's some of the features available. We've got, as we saw before, and in the same as usual, lots of documentation available as a software guide. Interesting point, just for the software guide, it's an auto-generated guide of more than 700 pages, and that we are, which is automatically generated based on the last on the code we've got. Okay, so images, input image, and output images presented in the guide for users which are downloading the library are the exact results produced with the last source code provided in the last release. So this kind of important thing for us to be able to don't integrate outdated information. So the two the main goals of the library is to be able to access to huge images. So we have to be scalable. So we are able to process huge images. All the algorithms we want to provide have to work on big images. And it has to be as transparent as possible for people using it. And we want to take, some of the processing we are doing are really huge also in terms of computation time. So you want to take advantage of parallel CPU using multithreading, also as transparent as possible. So it's not easy to use the Orfeo toolbox at the beginning. It's if you want to do simple things with the Orfeo toolbox, it's quite a pain in the ass at the beginning. But the more you want to make complex things, the easier it becomes. So we are using advanced programming concepts as we discussed before, and I don't want to discuss that more. We try to create at CNES not only a library and provide source code. We want to create also a community of users. So that's also one of the main goals of the Orfeo program, to let people from different community discuss of their problem and be able to exchange. And the Orfeo toolbox is one way to make these people discuss of their problem and try to solve them. So let's now talk of the Monteverdi software. So it's, as I said, a modular architecture with a graphical user interface. You can able to view your image and process it. And the basic idea is that it's not visual programming really, but you can graphically create your pipeline dynamically and access to part of the functionalities of the library. So that's an example of the viewer module in Monteverdi. There are also access, as we discussed also before, through the Orfeo toolbox with other languages, through automatic bindings done by Swig. So it's not so easy to use because of the templates, et cetera, but there are bindings available for Python, for Java. There are also some demonstrations we have been done a few years ago to access OTB functionalities in Envi, which is a proprietary software for remote sensing, in MATLAB also, but other language can be supported through Swig or cable Swig. So another way to access to the library for user is to use applications. It's a little bit like, as we saw, not the last presentation, but the one before, how to access to command line interface to some of the functionalities of the library. So as I said, segmentation, auto-rectification. So it's dedicated command line interface that user can use as it without having to program or use C++ code. And the important thing of this application is that with one code, right in C++ and integrated in the library, you can access to the functionalities through the command line, through standalone application in Qt, through a Python API, as I'm going to show you, or through QGIS plugins, but at the base only one code. So it's an example of the library. How does it work? So it's based on templates, so everything begins with typedef, and we are basically creating the pipeline always in the same way. We are instantiating objects, and we are plugged the input of one object with the output of the previous one. So basically, that's how it works in C++. But as I presented before, you can access to OTB functionalities as a more high level through other high-level language like Python. But behind the scene is the same code which is running. So as I said, it's the same code which is here in C++. Oh, sorry. Here in C++, here in Python, or in Qt in a standalone application. Okay? So now let's now focus to the last features added to the library. The last version was the 3.12, so it was released in the February. So we provide now, with the launch of Pleiad, a complete support in the library for these images. And one of the main improvements was, it's also a direction of the OTB, we provide a full-time developer inside the project to the OpenJPEG library to improve the support of the JPEG 2000 format to be able to integrate this in the Orfeo toolbox and access to Pleiad images. There are still lots of development in progress to be able to democratize the use of this format, especially for large images like Pleiad. So all the work we are doing are not only inside the library. OpenJPEG is one of the examples. Okay, so here it's an example on how to access to JPEG 2000 tiles of a Pleiad image over Toulouse in Monteverdi. And now let me show you some new features which are going to be released, I hope, tomorrow. The release candidate for OTB is this week. Everything is working normally, and I hope so. So we worked in the new release on classification tools and object-based image analysis. So object-based image analysis, there are lots of methods published on this domain, and especially for high-resolution optical image. The goal is that with symmetric resolutions on this kind of image, you can develop algorithms which are not... You don't want to work anymore with pixels, to summarize. You want to label objects, because you are able to see now objects with these resolutions, and you can improve the efficiency of your classification or segmentation method using structural approaches. Okay? So there are lots of publications of this domain, and what we wanted to do in OTB, what we were able to do before this new release was that. Okay, we are taking an extract of an optical image. It's a quick bird image, but it's really similar to Pleiad. First, you are doing a segmentation. Okay, you are doing a clusterization of your image to be able to extract objects from it. And after that, you are doing labeling over this object and perform a classification. Okay, supervised or not. In this case, it's supervised using the SVM algorithm. And basically, the features that are used for the classifications are not only pixel radiometry, but are textural or shape attributes over the result of the segmentation. So that's basically what we want to do, and that's what it works the best for this kind of data. So we were able to do this before the last release in OTB, but it was only slides. And in the real world, doing this on huge images can become really difficult. The challenge with the new version of OTB is to be able to do this kind of processes, object-based image analysis, on large-scale data. Okay, we want to be efficient. We want to access to the data and to perform the process in the streaming way and using the multi-threading capabilities. And we want users to access to these functionalities, as I explained before, at different levels. So first, the first problem of this kind of process is to perform a large-scale segmentation. We want an efficient and correct segmentation. And in our case, we have to cut our images and tiles and process the segmentations over each tiles. That's a problem. I'm not sure you can see on these slides, but the results of this kind of method, if you are doing this in a quite simple way, you will have lots of tiles effects, and the results, your segmentation, is not good at all. So basically, the challenge of this new release was to able to process efficiently this data, correct this kind of tiles effect produced by the streaming, okay, and after that be able to plug the result of the segmentation in a classification algorithm. So what we have done in this frame, we have developed all the generic filters to perform a segmentation over this image. We have developed methods for polygon fusions over the regions. And all these developments have been made to be fully compatible with GUDAL and OGR to be able to export the results of your segmentation of your or your classification in a GIS software or GIS format compatible. Another features of the last release was to, so the Pleiad satellite is quite agile, so you are able to make stereo over a region, okay? With stereo image pairs, you are able to reconstruct three dimensions informations. There are lots of development over this subject, also for years, and especially here in CMLR. So basically, we developed all the applications now for a user from the out of the box to be able to take a Pleiad image pair, use the sensor model to perform the stereo rectification, and extract, using or not, an initial disparity, be able to reconstruct 3D information. So it's an example over the Cheops pyramid. And now, development will continue after the Orfeo program that's already decided after 2012. And the future for OTB is to continue to not reinvent the wheel. And the next big step for us is to be able to be compatible with the new version of ITKey. There are huge developments in progress in this library with lots of new functionalities and refactoring, especially the availability of graphical processing unique algorithms. So the next step for us is to be fully compatible with the new API of the Insight Toolkit library to make available to remote sensing users new functionalities developed in the frame of this the ITKey project. So here you can find information, and if you got some questions,
thank you very much.
Be glad to answer.
No, we are supposed to have a coffee break. I don't know if anybody wants really to make a question now.
I can have a question. Do you think that keeping on track with the evolutions of ITK would be easy for you, or would it be a major issue in the future?
It's a pain in the ass. It's really difficult. It's really difficult to be compatible. We are already working on it because ITK works for more than 1 year of the new versions. There were huge modifications in the architecture of the code. So we are not going to, it's an iterative process. We have already been able to modify the library, which is a fork of the OTB version, which is already compatible with ITKey. Our work now is to be able to get all our tests. The library, I've got more than 2,000 tests. We want to don't integrate regression inside the library using the previous one. So it's in progress, but it's not over yet.
Between OTB and the ITK team, or are you just getting what they produce and adapting to your needs?
No, there are collaborations. At the first, when ITK decide to develop the new versions, basically they set up a big meetings with all the community of users and said, okay, what we are going to do now, we can break all the API, we can do whatever you want, what you want now. So we give us feedbacks and advice, and we are... Since the beginning of the project, we are putting some patches and correction to ITKey upstream. So there are, of course, collaborations. the new targets of the IT key is the microscopy domain and also the remote sensing domain. So our needs are taken into account.
Thank you very much.